This is Welcome to the Juggle, the podcast for women who have a lot of balls in the air. I'm your host, Liz Heron, and I created this podcast to provide you with real-world, tangible tips and inspiration so you can juggle it all with ease and less effort, while having more fun and making sure you don't drop the most important ball, yourself. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's jump in. It's been a while, 2 years to be exact, and I've got to admit, it feels a little weird to be talking into a microphone again. You may have been surprised to see a new episode pop up into your feed today, but I'm back. Took a little break. I'm really excited to be back, and I've got a lot of great episodes coming up. Before I could release those, I really thought it was important to have an episode where I talk about where I've been, why I took the break, what I was doing on it, why I'm back now. So let's get into it, shall we? I first want to say I did not expect to take 2 years off. That was a bit of a surprise when I went back and looked and was like, when was the last episode that I published? And saw it was January of 2022. And it was like, wait, what? How did that happen? And I know I'm not the only person who post-COVID, like time is just very, it's like, you can't quite get your arms around it sometimes. Wait, it's been a year? Or, oh, I thought, I was talking to somebody who thought I was at in my current role, and they were like, oh, I thought you were there for 3 years. I'm like, no, it's been less than a year or whatever. You know, it's like those times where we just can't quite grasp how long things have been. And that was exactly what happened when I went back and looked at my archives and saw that January 2022 was when I put out the last episode, which was called Happy You Year. And it was all about goals and you know, just kind of putting yourself first in the new year of 2022. Still a great episode. I think it's still fitting. So if you haven't already, please go back and listen to it. But that said, it did shock me that it has been that long. And it was never my intention to take a 2 year break. Originally, I was going to take about 3 months, going to take a summer off. Let's go back and set the scene for when I decided to take a break, shall we? Give you a little bit of context there. About 2 years ago, I was offered a role to coach in-house for a company. And I had been coaching private clients and really loving it, and got this incredible opportunity to do everything that I love in-house for a company. And it was literally a dream come true. It still is. I'm still in that role at that company. And it's just been incredible. So decided to take that role and knew that things were going to look different for my life. I was going to get a little busier. I was going to have to kind of figure out how to juggle things, right? Just like we talk about on here. I was going to have to figure out how to do that for myself in a new way, and decided to kind of take some time and create a boundary for myself, trying to walk the walk, right? Create a boundary and really put some guardrails around my time and my mental capacity. And the first 6 months of my role were very busy. I don't want to say they were hectic or whatever. It was just a lot. There were a lot of people to meet. My role kind of was growing as I was stepping into it. So that was really, really exciting. And just like that was something that was really good that was happening on one side. And then on the other side, there were some things happening in my personal life and in my relationship at the time that were not great. And so it was this kind of, you know, again, juggling act of juggling all this incredible stuff that's happening in my career, all super positive stuff, and some challenges in my personal life. And so I decided to kind of take some time and to just take a couple of things off my plate. And because I was working in-house at this company, I felt like I could take a step back from social media and podcasting and just kind of figure out what I wanted to do with my business and really just focus on the clients that I had and give them my all and kind of figure out how I could manage my workloads. as well as managing or working on my personal life, the things that were happening in my personal life. And so the 3 months turned into 6 months, which turned into 9 months, which turned into a year. And we've talked about this before, how time is a little squirrely, but it also just, every time it would come up on my calendar, because I would give myself little markers of like social media break ends or podcasting break ends, and I would see it and be completely filled with dread because I didn't know what I wanted to say. I didn't know what I had to offer. I didn't know what value could I add to people's lives and to the space, right? And it also was just still really murky on the personal side in my life. And it just felt disingenuous, I guess, to show up one way when I was feeling another. And I didn't know how to show up the way that I was feeling without it being, I don't know, like, you know how sometimes you see people, and listen, if this is you, it's totally fine. But I'm not someone who's going to post crying videos. And again, I know that there are people who do it, and believe me, I stop and watch too sometimes, but it's just, that's not me. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm somebody who kind of likes to figure some stuff out and then share after. Like, you know, I don't necessarily want to take you through the muck, I guess, with me. And so I am someone who will just kind of withdraw when I'm kind of trying to figure stuff out. And then kind of come back later. So that's what I was doing. I didn't know how to show up in a way that felt authentic to me, but that also maybe didn't share parts of my story that weren't mine. And so I just didn't show up. So I just kind of took little breaks, and I would post, I don't know, birthday messages maybe to, you know, family members or my best friend or my son, but kept it very at surface level. And so every time I kind of came back or kind of thought about coming back, I just didn't know how I was going to do that without having it all figured out. Which, as I'm saying, that sounds so silly because, hi, when do we ever have it all figured out? But I didn't know how to kind of show up with all of this mess and things that I still wasn't sure how things were, where it was going to go, what was happening. We're still figuring it out. And so I guess I kept thinking that, oh, in 3 months, I'll know more. I'll have figured it out. We'll have an answer. And it just didn't work that way because sometimes life does not go according to your to your timetable. And so the break just kind of extended longer and longer, which isn't to say that life stopped. Like I said, I love my career. I continued coaching clients. You know, life moved on in so many ways. It was just that one part is where it kind of stopped. And so I think for me, it was good to take the break. I also think there was a little bit, the downside of it is I missed all of you so much, and I missed talking to you and hearing from you and sharing things with you. I just missed that community a lot. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to come back now, was because I really do miss all of you, and I miss sharing things and just feeling like you're in community with other people. So that's that. I think the break was really good because it helped me to establish boundaries and to enforce boundaries. And I know that's something that we talk about a lot on here, is how to really tap into what is right for you and what you need to do. And look, I could have pushed myself into putting out podcast episodes and posting on social media and, you know, hiring a social media manager or, you know, sticking to a content calendar and all of that stuff. But it would have it wouldn't have been real because I didn't want to do it. And not out of a like fear or a, yeah, it wasn't a fear-based decision. It was really, I don't feel compelled to do this. This isn't who I am right now. I need to respect and honor where I am right now. And that is a huge win for me because I am somebody who always pushes through. In the past, has always pushed through, I want to say. I'm going to correct myself there. In the past, I have always pushed through and just done what, quote unquote, needed to be done. And this was really the first time where I took stock and said, what is it that I need? What do I want to do? What do I need to do? What is important to me? And it really was important for me to set that boundary and to say, I need time. I need time to figure out what it is that I want. I need time to figure out what it is that I need, what it is that I want to say, what's important to me. Like all of those things, I really needed to figure it out, and not just around the podcast and not just around social media and my business. It really was about my life and my relationships and what, you know, what's no longer serving me, what's no longer working. What's, you know, no longer something I'm going to, you know, push through or put up with in order to kind of keep the peace. And so that was a big thing that came out of that, because I think stepping back gave me the opportunity to start asking those questions of myself about the podcast and the business, about stuff that maybe wasn't as deep. But it definitely led me to those deeper conversations. So I'm super grateful for that. And I feel like if I hadn't taken that time away from being influenced, I don't know that I would have gotten there. And it also gave me some time to just really be present. Being off of social media made me more aware of when I was documenting my life for other people. And not just documenting my life, but doing things in my life for other people. And when I say for other people, originally, I mean for the gram. We've all heard it. But again, that led to a deeper thing of where am I doing things not because I want to and not because it feels good for me, but because I think other people will benefit or I know other people will like it or respond to it or whatever. And so again, starting with Instagram, social media, and taking that break because now I was no longer posting pictures or taking video or whatever for consumption. I was really taking them for me. And so it was like, oh, what are the things that I want to document about my life or in my life in the day to day or different things? What is it that I just want to have documentation of? I want to take this picture for me. I want to take this video for me. That was really, really helpful. And again, it led to the deeper discussions of in my life, where am I doing things? Because it benefits other people, or because I think it'll make other people happy, or this is what I think I'm supposed to do. And so taking the social media break, I honestly did not think it was going to, I didn't think it was going to impact so much of my life beyond my business. You know, I think there was a thought of, oh, if I'm not posting as much, if I'm not talking about the things, you know, how I can help people or the show or whatever it is, like that's going to somehow impact my coaching business. That there was a little bit of that thought, but I didn't think, oh, I wonder what ripples this is going to have into the rest of my life. Because I honestly didn't think it was going to. I just thought, oh, I'll take the social media break and I'll take pictures because I want and take videos because I want and yeah, whatever. You know, maybe I'll do at the end of the summer, you know, my thought was at the end of the summer, maybe I'll do one of those photo dumps and that'll be that. And then I'll come back. Yeah, that didn't happen. Instead, I started to examine my entire life and see what works, what doesn't, where am I showing up for other people, but not for me, which I mean, we can have a whole other episode about that. And I'm sure that we will, but that was really the biggest takeaway is like, where am I showing up because it's expected and because I feel like it's an obligation versus where am I showing up because I want to, and even how I'm showing up, right? How am I showing up as the person that I want to be and am versus what I think other people like or want to see from me. So that said, I think my goal is, and this is, I'm a work in progress, y'all, we all are, but my goal really is to just be more me. And I really feel like in the last 2 years, but specifically in the last year, 2023 has really been about coming home to myself. And I don't want to say finding myself, because I think that I've always known who I am. I just haven't always accepted it, embraced it. And now it feels like, oh yeah, of course, it's time. This is who you are, and that's okay. I'm going to keep that. My goal is to keep that and to carry that through future episodes. And so that's something that I think is going to change. I don't think there's going to be any other huge changes around here other than, again, me just committing to showing up as I am each week with you. And even if it's a little messy, that's fine. Yeah, still not going to be posting the crying videos, but you know me, I'm a crier. I probably will tear up on these episodes. You just may not see video of it. But as far as big changes and things that are different now than 2 years ago, I am still with the company that I started with 2 years ago, still loving my job, still kind of can't believe that that's my job. I pinch myself a little bit. I'm still coaching private clients but have kind of scaled back on that only because of time and, you know, capacity. But that is definitely still a thing that I'm doing. I absolutely love that. And I can't imagine not doing that. Let's see. Personal life stuff. I did end a 6-year relationship last year. So that is a new thing that we're kind of stepping into. And again, that was something that was a bit of a product of this sabbatical. I started asking those questions and kind of realizing that where I was wasn't where I wanted to be. This wasn't what I saw for myself. And I wasn't showing up as authentically or standing up for myself. And so that changed. So that's been an adjustment, a good one. Again, didn't think that this would be where I would be, but I'm a firm believer in, you know, there isn't any place that you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. And I know that that's a John Lennon Beatles quote that I'm totally butchering, but I do believe that. I believe you're always exactly where you're meant to be. Which is exciting. I think now about what I thought my life would be like and the changes over the last couple of years. And it's like, oh, this is so exciting, because if this can change, what else can change? And believe me, I know this year is going to be a ton of changes. My son is graduating from high school and going off to college. And that's going to be a whole new change and chapter. And I'm going to try not to have some sort of breakdown about that at the time. But again, no promises. Yeah. So yeah, some things have changed and things have definitely stayed the same, but I am so excited to be back. And I really am so grateful for anyone who is still listening. If I'm still in your feeds, I don't know how, somebody told me that they reset and you could be unsubscribed, and I guess we'll see what happens. But if you are still here with me, just know that I really, really appreciate you. And I'm so excited to bring you new episodes every week, just like the old days. And if you haven't already, please follow me on Instagram. I'm at Ms. Liz Heron, MSLIZHERON. Or you can always shoot me an email at hello@lizheron.com. If you have, I don't know, show ideas, or you're interested in being a guest, or if you have any questions about anything, I'm happy to answer them. That's about it for me today. I feel like I'm rambling. I don't quite feel like I'm used to podcasting yet. It feels a little like, wait, how did we do this? It's a little, you know, riding a bike, but it's kind of wobbly. So this might be our little wobbly episode. So bear with me. But again, thank you all so much. I do really, really appreciate you listening and being here. And I will talk to you next week. Bye, friend.